Praying for God's Will, Not Our Own, by Joe McKeever. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Romans 8:26. We do not know how to pray as we should. When we pray, we say, "Not my will, but thy will be done." And we say, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We want what we want, but more than anything, we want His will. He knows what is best. So when we come to pray, we trust Him in answer in the way of His choice, not ours. If we cannot pray and leave the answering of prayer to the Father, accepting whatever He chooses to send as His will in that situation, we will quit praying. Some have quit praying. If we cannot keep believing in God when He delays answering our prayers, we will quit praying. Many have quit. If we cannot keep trusting when God disappoints us with the answers He sends, we will quit praying. And many have quit. God knows what He is doing. God has His own plans. He wants our faith in Him to be strong and steadfast, to endure the hard times, and to be pure in the good times. God is at work this very moment. He will do things in His own way, and He will take His own good time about it. Do not be surprised if God's answer to your prayers is not what you asked or wanted or expected, but what you said you wanted above all was His will to be done. Think of Joseph. Joseph is thrown into the pit by his brothers. Joseph is sold into slavery by his brothers and taken to Egypt. Joseph is betrayed by his mistress and abandoned by his master and thrown into prison. Joseph is still in prison 2 years later, betrayed by fellow prisoners who had promised to help him. Joseph is made ruler over the land of Egypt, second only to Pharaoh himself. God had been on the job all along, using these tragic circumstances to prepare His man for the pivotal assignment He had for him. Joseph trusted the Lord throughout all these ups and downs, mostly downs, and God exalted him. If we cannot walk by faith and believe by faith, a redundancy, of course, we will stop praying.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.